Hello and welcome back to the Weirdly Obsessed podcast with your hosts Lisa Wallen and Mandy Martino. This week's uncommon interest is food obsessions. Duh!
Yeah, we talk about food obsessions, binge eating, and food addictions, which is honestly a real thing. We talk about OCD and food obsessions, and we just talk about our own food obsessions and how much we love fast food, especially Chipotle, Taco Bell, and may mention a $22 hot dog a lot today.
So if you want to play a fun drinking game during this episode, get a drink out, and anytime Lisa says $22 hot dog, have a drink and just comment on how many shots you had at the end.
Yes, and if you love today's episode and all of our episodes so far, please like and subscribe to all of our channels, rate us, go on Reddit, subscribe to our Patreon because we will put something on soon, and enjoy today's episode.
Enjoy.
ASMR.
I just... Oh, I got a squirter. That thing
She's had, a squirter.
That thing had reach.
Cheers. Cheers to caffeine at 5:30 p.m. Wait, it's 6 p.m. Is this the latest we've ever recorded?
No, second. The other time we recorded at like 8. And we definitely had caffeine then as well.
Oh, yeah. Me a little crackhead tonight.
The sparkling ice brings us back to... the day we met.
The second day we met. When we did Misery Loves Mandy. Mm,
this is going to be a sponsorship one day. Mm-hmm. Sparkling ice.
Maybe not for Misery Loves Mandy, but maybe for the Weirdly Obsessed podcast. We're so good at that now.
We finally got it. It was like those people who can't high five for a long time and finally get it.
Before we get into today's everything and the intro and stuff, can we talk about some unhinged comments we've gotten? Because we've gotten some unhinged ones. We got one today that really pissed me off.
What was today's? I didn't see today's.
Good, because I deleted it and I got really mad and like blocked the person. They're probably listening right now. I'm sorry. I'm on my period. It's daylight savings week. I'll unblock you in like a few weeks.
What did it say?
I like posted the reel where I talked about the rich guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Fun thing. I didn't know he's rich, but who gives a fuck? It was the fact that he made me like want to wear this weird thing. And yeah. I was like, you're trying to be like kinky dom daddy, but you're a dork. And he wrote in the comments like, girls that just go for rich guys like and don't value their time. Like, did you not watch the video? This could not be directed at me. He goes, well, maybe you shouldn't assume things, but blah blah blah, good luck finding your perfect man. I'm like,
ew.
Here's the thing, men, just like stop talking for one thing, but also watch the videos first before you make weird comments. I mean, we talked about this when you get the Walmart comments and stuff. And it's just like, I will never understand anyone who makes a negative comment on anything that isn't hurting someone. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've gotten them, you know, with comedy and stuff, but like I posted the Funko Pop video and somebody wrote on my TikTok like, not everyone should have a podcast, especially you. It was like, yes, the girl who has a fear of like plastic dolls is far worse than the other people who post hate speech. But yeah, you're right, my fear of plastic dolls is, I guess, they're, much more problematic to this
they're,
world.
They're writing this while in bed with like 100,000 Funko Pops.
Yes.
Right. Like, they're like, it's okay, sweetie.
Also, maybe the guy commented today was the guy I want to date with. He goes, listen, okay, you didn't value my time.
Oh, it could be. I'm sure he's found you on here.
We actually, you know, it's funny. I'm going to say it anyways. I told myself I wouldn't get too specific with that story because I was like, what if they're watching? What if they're listening? I told my stream about that date once when it happened. I was like, I went on this really weird date the other day with this guy who did try to get me to wear this thing. But that wasn't the funny part of the story. I never told you the funny part of the story. The funny part of the story is he took me to this really fancy bar. He kept saying, like, this is like the speakeasy in Seattle. And I was like, it's Seattle. Like, a speakeasy in Seattle is like a normal bar in LA. And I remember like the menu being so pretentious. And One thing that still stuck out with me today is that they had a $22 hot dog on the menu.
What?
But it wrote it like pretentiously, so you didn't know it was a hot dog. It was like something stick, like meat, like a veal stick made with 100% blah, blah, blah. And I was like, is that a hot dog? Also, why is it $22? A hot dog should never be $22.
That is weird.
And so, and instead of, because it's Seattle dog, and so they wrote like local something. You know how they try to be pretentious? And I was like, we have to order the $22 hot dog. He's like, I am not eating a hot dog. I'm like, it's $22. We have to order it.
It has to be good.
And they literally brought me out a hot dog.
Wait, you did order it?
Of course. This man tried to make me wear a choker with like a fucking fancy dress. Like, no. And the hot dog had caviar on it.
Oh.
What?
No.
And I was like, this is gentrification as food. This is just a hot dog with caviar on it. That's like when you buy a $7,000 a month apartment in the shittiest part of LA. You are the caviar on the hot dog. That is what you are.
That's like a rich person that wears a distressed tee.
Yes.
You're just wearing a shirt with holes in it. Paid. Who is it? Who the fuck is it?
Who the fuck is it? It's a comic, but am I answering?
Yeah, like a distressed tea is a hot dog with caviar. Caviar.
It is. It's like, and he didn't get that. And because he didn't get that, I was like, well, my stream would. And so I posted the clip and someone's like, $22 hot dog guy. I was like, damn it. They knew who it was. So $22 hot dog guy, I hope your kink has been working for you.
Someone had to have given in.
Somebody must have bought a really nice choker to go with that dress. That's all I have to say. But anyways, how's life now that we're bi-weekly?
I feel like I've had some time to catch up on some things. I just got back from Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
Very hard to eat healthy there.
Yeah. I don't think people realize, like, you go to anywhere that isn't on a coast, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll just eat Chick-fil-A and McDonald's.
You really, the options are
very limited.
Very limited. The girl that I went with, she asked her fans, like, where should we eat on our way from Tulsa to Oklahoma City? And everyone was responding, there's nothing. There's only a McDonald's. And at first she thought they were kidding, but then tons of people wrote that. Then we made the drive and there was nothing.
That's how they're called flyover states.
I never heard that before.
I heard that like years ago. I'm like, that makes, because no one flies into them. They fly over them. When I was in Arkansas for a gaming convention last year, and I had an Uber driver. I was like, where do you guys eat when you like go somewhere fancy? And he said Olive Garden. So I was like, oh, you guys are the meme. You're the Olive Garden meme.
Did you see those people who got married at an Olive Garden? Or they used the outside of an Olive Garden for their like photo fucking shoot?
Great.
And it looked like they were in Italy.
Because it's too beautiful. Why not? I want to get married at a Taco Bell cantina.
That would be sick.
So that's it. Because I want a Baja Blast like marriage drink.
Ooh.
Baja Blast cake.
Yes.
Do they
do all of that?
Yeah. I also think just Taco Bell Cantina is just such a cute like name.
It is cute, but then wedding, like having Taco Bell gas on your wedding night.
That is true.
That's the only.
Yeah. But you know, that's how you know you really love each other.
That's true. By that point, you would hope that you can just toot away.
That's like how they have the Panda Express Innovation Kitchen. I was like, ooh, fancy. That is $22 hot dog. There you go. That's what we're looking at right now. But it's orange chicken wraps or something.
Yes.
Yeah. So I want to go to there. I wrote it in my thing.
I want to go to there.
Oh my God. Here's another story that's really funny. So here's another story. I was in Irvine for a show, and someone on my stream was like, you need to go to the Taco Bell headquarters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, why? And they're like, because they have special meals there, just that they only sell there. They're like test meals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like looked it up, and then I don't know if I told you this, but there's just, do not look up the headquarters for any fast food on Google. You will just read Google reviews of the fast food restaurants. They just, instead of going to the restaurant they went to, they go straight to the headquarters. That's like major Karen. If you are complaining about a restaurant, a McDonald's in Tulsa, and you're just like, I'm going to go to McDonald's headquarters and type it on their Google. It is hilarious what people write on there. You're like, Taco Bell ruined my week. And I was like,
no shit. No pun intended.
You can't really be judgy of anything that happened. They're ran by teenagers.
Yeah, like, you can't complain. There's certain things you can't complain about. If you go to a fancy restaurant and it wasn't good and you paid a shit ton. Okay. Also, though, when I go to Taco Bell, I spend $30 plus. Like, I like, it's not cheap.
We went to Taco Bell the last time we
hung out.
Oh,
yeah, we did.
This is actually such a great transition.
It really is.
And we didn't even mean to talk about it.
It's perfect.
I had other things I wanted to say, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We can leave those for next time.
This is a perfect segue.
Yeah. Our today's uncommon interest is
food obsessions. Nom, 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 nom.
We're just gonna do that every 10 minutes, because I mainly want to do that because I still want to talk about Taco Bell because I love Taco Bell so much. I didn't eat fast food for almost probably 10 years of my life.
Like, were you younger or was this an older decision?
As soon as I graduated high school, I was like big gym girl. I was like going to the fucking gym 4 days a week and lifting and like not looking any different. I was just like, I cut off everything. I cut off fast food. I cut off, and this is hard because I was like major alcoholic during this time. And I was like, nope, no fast food. I was so pretentious. My only thing was Wendy's. I don't know
why. Did you do a baked potato or something?
Basically, and a chicken sandwich, because I had this idea that the chicken was healthy at a fast food restaurant. It's all garbage.
So wait, you kept drinking, just cut out fast food?
Yeah. Which is such a 21-year-old decision. Like, I'm trying to be healthy, but because it's like the calories don't count if it's liquid. We were stupid.
It does feel like that.
We didn't have TikTok. We didn't have the gods of TikToks telling us it was wrong. And then I had Taco Bell for the first time like 5 years ago since high school, and was like, what was I doing?
Oh yeah. Taco Bell is my favorite fast food chain. I think Taco Bell, then In-N-Out. And McDonald's.
The long pause of just thinking about what other ones I like.
I was just debating if In-N-Out was second, but it definitely is second.
I haven't had the secret menu.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's like, you got to order the secret menu. Because I just had like a regular In-N-Out. And I was like, this is normal.
It's so funny. The In-N-Out right now on Sunset has a tint over it.
Why?
It's being like the, what is it? Termites? Or what is it called when they like tint a house?
Oh, you mean like it's getting bug bombed?
Yeah.
Oh no, did the bugs eat the food?
I've never in my life driven in past a fast food place that was covered.
I mean, I thought they just let them roam free.
I thought we...
Apparently they care about your health. I didn't know about this.
I was on the phone with my brother when I drove by and he was like, protein style.
Which is really funny. Oh my God, I swear we'll talk about the topic today.
We're still on food.
I used to work at Arby's.
Oh yeah, you told me that.
That was my first job ever. And it's very funny how much we give shit to like fast food businesses for having like dirty kitchens, blah, blah. Are you kidding me? They're probably the cleanest kitchens for the most part because they have to be regulated by the entire company. So like we had health inspectors in all the time. We had to deep clean shit all the time. It's just that I worked with a bunch of meth heads. So it's like,
well,
yeah.
Then they're probably ready to clean.
The refrigerator's nice, but forget about the weird chemical smell in there. Yeah. And so it was like, this was actually the cleanest place I ever worked. The dirtiest place I ever worked was Quiznos. Oh my God. Yeah. Ew. They didn't give a fuck about that place. I still ate it. I don't give a shit. I'm the type of person that's like, I'll eat off the floor.
I mean, once you've worked in the restaurant industry, you've seen so much shit. You're like, what?
I eat Taco Bell.
Yeah.
If I don't shit for 4 days, I just get Taco Bell. And it's like, why even take a stool softener? I could have just gone a chalupa.
I just do anal.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Get it right out.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's a little
Taco
suction
Bell
cup.
Is just what you actually the bell upside down. No, just kidding. But anyways, yeah. So we want to talk about food obsessions. And we just talk about anal sex. But no, because I mean, this is also a good topic with me because mine is OCD based. Mm. I have a few stories I'll get to later about my childhood. But also, I didn't realize, like, yeah, there's things like anorexia and like stress eating and binge eating. But when I went online to look up like stories of food obsession, I'm not even fucking shitting you. It was like 99% stories about cat food.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
No, I saw one article about a person that was obsessed with eating cat food.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. So some were like, my cat's obsessed with cat food. And then other ones are like, my human's obsessed with cat food. And I was like,
this cat wrote this. My human is obsessed with eating my food. It needs to go see a doctor.
But now I'm curious to know what cat food tastes like, because there's got to be something in there.
We should have brought some to eat on this episode.
They talk about on It's Always Sunny. They got a weird, like, really? Charlie and Frank eat cat food.
I mean, of course.
Because it makes them tired. And I was reading these articles. I was like, you know, I can't sleep. And clearly some people out there love cat food. Maybe I should just, you know, take a little dabble. Just
what's kidding. The difference of cat food and dog food? No one's obsessed with dog food.
Yeah, because dog food's eh. I don't know, but I found cat food obsessions, which I thought was so funny. But I mean, there's obviously a wide range of correlations between mental illness and food obsessions, which we should get into right now, because this would be another unhinged episode anyways.
Yes, it is. So the first thing that I realized was, all right, so there's binge eating and there's food obsession. There's binge eating and there's food addiction. And I didn't know that food addiction is like a pop term. Like, it's not like a real thing. Like, it's not a medical used word, food addiction.
So then that's interesting. Now I think about it. Well, if you have a food addiction, then it's just an addiction. You're fixating on food then.
Well, okay, let me see what they exactly said. So let's get
as in the doctor.
Dr.
Internet.
Dr. Mandy is here. Binge eating disorder is classified as episodes of binge eating while not being hungry, eating too fast until feeling uncomfortably full, or eating in solitude with feelings of shame and disgust after eating. I shouldn't have laughed. I'm sorry.
That's me all the time. Don't worry.
That's why I laugh. I'm like picturing you. The controversial disorder, food addiction, FA, is characterized by overconsumption, craving, failure to cut down on amounts of food, and withdrawal intolerance to overeating. So it says BED can be considered a newly recognized disorder, but addiction as a well-known term, but FA is not officially recognized among addictions.
They're like, you just need to stop eating.
It says food addiction
have
is
you tried just not being sad?
Or like, right? It's exactly the same thing. It says, so food addiction is a pop psychology term. That's what I mean. Like, it's like the word we use. But then when I was reading more about it, it felt like they were saying, like, it felt like big, like the food industry saying, like, you can't say that food addiction.
Big food is
big food. I like licked my lips while saying that. Big food. It seems like that it was like, you can't make this a real addiction because America runs on food.
Yeah, it's capitalism telling you can't do that. But I also think it's a response to some sort of trauma or some sort of trigger. Like me, I stress eat. Yeah. Oh, I stress eat so much and I hate it. And I know one day my metabolism is just going to catch up with me because it is bad how much I eat. My friend... A couple of my friends actually have brought up, like, how do you eat so much food? And I always said it's because I was tall. That was my excuse. But it's true. Like, I stress eat, and now I'm at the point because I've been unemployed that I get bored and I eat.
Oh, yeah.
And so I can see how they're like, it's not really as much as a food addiction as it is like a thing that you're going through. Mm-hmm. Like, but at the same time, how do you explain people who have actual eating disorders, you know, that aren't obviously anorexia, but people who gain a lot of weight because they eat so much food? Are they not addicted then?
I think that it is a food addiction. I think that they're just trying to not make it a term because, like I said.
Because Tyson Farms is like, you can't put that in there. You have to say beef is healthy for you and you should inject it into your veins.
But I think this has to be like the most... Okay, I think that food addiction is the most popular addiction. Like, I don't think there's...
What a top 10 addiction.
How do I say this? I think that everyone is addicted to food.
So, like, with my OCD, it's all fixations. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about before. Like, I've been
What?
My roommate hated it because I get fixated on kimchi. And it's like, if you're not Korean or you don't eat it, you're like, why? It smells like shit. Like,
I tried. Don't like it.
And I did not like it until I had it in Korea. And then I came home and I was learning how to make it. And I would buy literally these tubs that you get for fresh at H Mart and I would eat a whole one in 3 days. And then I go back and get it. And I kept saying it's fine because it's healthy.
Yeah, it's, but your gut must have been like, ew.
It was, but I was shitting so much.
It must have been like, oh.
And I felt like I was getting ulcers at some point because it's like really probiotic. Like,
yeah, it's really good for you.
You should not eat as much as I did. But like a lot of it was because it was when I went to Korea right before the pandemic, and then during the pandemic I couldn't go, and I couldn't go anywhere. So like my vice was like going to H Mart, which is the Korean Mart, and just feeling like I wasn't in my own house or my own country. Mm. I was like, I'm in Korea for 10 minutes.
Masks are normal.
Yeah, and then I went, yeah, it's fine, it's okay, we're all gonna die, the world's gonna change dramatically. But I buy kimchi, and every time I ate it, it was like almost like nostalgia. Like, mm. I felt, but then I was just eating it all the time.
Well, that's, I think, another thing of why like food addiction, I think nostalgia is a big part of it. It's like a routine, it's a habit, it's, there's so many reasons. Like, I don't think I know one person that's not on Instagram that I follow that eats correctly.
Oh god, I listen, talking about, was it two episodes or last week when we're talking about our Instagram feed, it's like, yeah, I don't like looking at like gym stuff and models and stuff, makes me feel bad about myself. But then I look at my thing and it's all food. All so recipes much food. I'll never make, but I save. I even just obsessively watch people make the same thing over and over again and then be like, I gotta eat something. And it's like, what are you fucking doing? Like, why are you doing, why are you torturing yourself with this?
Yeah, it's tough. Also, like when you watch TV, like we have YouTube TV, so there's commercials, and every commercial is a food commercial. It is so impossible to eat well. And then also thinking about like a food obsessions is on Instagram, all those stupid videos of what I eat in a day.
Or the mukbang.
What's mukbang? Oh, I know what it is. It's when you eat loud.
Yeah, the ASMRs.
Yeah.
ASMR. It started in like Korea because I think it's a Korean term. But I couldn't get into it because I just, there's certain sounds that just, you know, I can't deal with it. But like, I just, they fascinate me because it started out as people being like, let's see how much this person can eat. Mm-hmm. And then it turned to people obsessed with like the slurping sounds and the biting sounds, like how people in my stream are like, can you eat that chip into the mic? I'm like, you fucking psychos, okay? But then, but then because they want to be clickbait, I'm not even fucking kidding you. You go on YouTube and you watch mukbang videos, you'd be like, man in Michigan murders his wife, shoves her under the table while eating KFC. And it's like, what? They literally will title them like insane news stories, and it's a video of like a tiny little girl like eating fried chicken. They do, I don't know if it's a clickbait thing or if they actually talk about it, because I'm not clicking that. Those are two things I don't want to see, someone eating and someone talking about murder. Like, but they do that and they'll keep doing it, and it's like how they get your attention. Like, it's like, you don't want to click this video. And it's like, it, but people are obsessed with it. I think it has to be a Gen Z thing. I never once in my life thought that I could get off by sounds.
No.
But the food thing is big. Eating chips, noodles, crispiness. Like, if I'm watching someone make a recipe and at the end they eat it and they give it like a thumbs up, I'm like, good. I'm like, but I don't want to hear it.
No. Mm. It's like one of the biggest turnoffs is someone
trying not to burp into a mic. I don't want to hear it.
But thinking of like someone chewing with their mouth open, that used to be the biggest turnoff.
Well, there was another thing I want to talk about too, which was under the OCD. There's a whole segment of OCD and eating disorders, but one of them starts off like as a child. Have you ever heard of a thing called pica?
No, but it's cute.
It's like cute. Not a pica, which is a mouse. Pica is actually something my cats usually have problems with, their animals, where they chew on everything.
Not
cute. It's like a not cute. Yeah. Like chewing on shoes, chewing on like furniture.
That's
stuff
like I saw the person who eats comforters.
Yeah. It's a disease where it's like an oral fixation. There's all sorts of reasons why it happens. One of them is like if you're weaned too early as a baby,
you get weaned
off of a nipple.
Oh, too quickly?
Yeah. Which makes sense because like I used to chew my nails a lot and then I stopped doing that and then I became really addicted to chewing gum to get myself off the nails. And now thankfully after like 33 years of that, I stopped chewing on everything.
That's great.
But it started out as a kid and I've talked about this before on my stream. I used to chew on my windowsill.
What? the fuck? You guys, who am I doing a podcast with? Help me.
Like a drywall windowsill. And it was so bad.
Like the bottom.
Like that, yeah.
You just chew it.
In fact, my chewing as a child was so bad because I had it. Like, I had the weird oral fixation of chewing on everything. I chewed on my windowsill. I would just sit there as, like, a four-year-old and just, like, gnaw on the windowsill.
What did your parents say?
Well, when they found out, obviously, they also replaced my bed frame because I I'm not even kidding about any of this. But the funniest thing, it wore down my teeth.
I'm sure.
It was awful. And until this day, I still have teeth problems, even though, like, my baby teeth are gone.
Maybe it, like, moved. I don't know.
It fucked up my teeth for life. I have terrible teeth, even though they look straight. You know, they're like the $22 hot dogs, you know. Underneath, it's all bad. But what's funny is, so I moved back home because I kind of forgot about that part of my life. And then my parents brought up, I actually have a photo because I still have a photo of it and I have to show you. But I went back to my parents' house and I was staying in that room. I was looking out the window and I noticed there was a strip there. And my parents is, they duct taped it and then painted over it. So I just tore off the duct tape and all my chew marks are still there.
It's like how people have their height on their door. Do you grow? You have your chew marks.
I was like, Mom, you didn't even try to replace it. She's like, you destroyed the windowsill. How are we supposed to replace that? They just duct taped and repainted the room. So underneath, you can just see all the damage. They just slapped the caviar on the fucking windowsill.
That's crazy.
That is my new like thing for everything.
Is it a Windex on like my Big Pack Greek wedding?
It's just $22 hot dog forever.
I thought you were saying I'm going to just duct tape everything.
The caviar and the windowsill of the hot dog. But it started off as that. And then because of that, I used to chew on my hair. I used to chew on my lips a lot. It was really bad. And then now instead of chewing on my hair and my lips and my nails, I was chewing on gum. And now I don't have that fixation as much, jeez, you know. But it was bad. It took 30 years for me to get rid of my chewing addiction.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
My mom for a while was addicted to chewing ice.
Yeah, I used to chew ice too, and fucked up my teeth too.
I'm sure she would just carry this giant like mug of ice. She always had to have ice on her. Always chewing ice.
That's safer than chewing on.
It's better than a windowsill.
Yeah, but you want to know what made me stop chewing on everything? Like, literally, I wanted to get my hand tattooed.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
Yeah, my artist said, I won't tattoo your hand unless you stop chewing your nails. And I said, okay. And I just stopped. Literally, it was it was torture because I stopped during the pandemic. And it was torture. But I also, being live on stream for 5 hours a night, I never wanted to do anything like pick my nose or chew my nails. So it really helped being live for so long because I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. So
we're both burping, and if you burp, it's not okay, but we're allowed to burp.
Yeah. So anyways, that's one way how people start getting food addictions is from chewing problems, and it is kind of a stress relief thing. That's why animals do it, you know? Crazy.
Jeez. There was also a few other definitions that I didn't know existed.
Yeah, what the hell is brumo?
I don't know how to say it.
Brumotactylophobia.
It is a name. Oh, so it's...
How pretentious.
If anything's more than six letters, just stop.
Yeah, it's like the... What's the word for the fear of long words?
Long wordophobia?
No, but as you're telling that definition, I'll look it up.
Okay, so it is the driving factor I can't read today. The driving factor behind food separating. It's when you have a rational fear of different food items touching each other. So like, you know, when people have to like have their plate, like it's such a simple thing. You don't want your food to touch, but they named it brumotactylophobia.
Which is funny. And I don't even know if this is, maybe any Hawaiians that are watching can tell me this is true. My mom says I eat Hawaiian style.
What's Hawaiian style?
I mix everything on my plate together in one bite.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah. And she was like, that's Hawaiian style.
I love Hawaiian style.
Or island style.
Oh.
Because it's like, yeah, plate lunch. It's like you just mix everything on the plate. That's so funny. My sister was like that.
Yeah, my brother and I both do that a lot.
My sister and I were the opposite kids. She was so picky to the point where I was the garbage disposal of the family. She'd be like, just give all your meat to Lisa or the cat. I am fucking 10, okay? This affects me mentally. Glad to know I'm a fucking pika cat that just eats the meat. It's okay. Now I want to try cat food at 34, so it's fine. It's
all coming together. It really all just
also,
met you here.
Also, not to sidetrack, but the fear of long words, I'm not even kidding you, is hippopotamotorous cryptalophobia.
Jeez.
That's fucked up. That's like the real, the guy saying, being like the guy who invented the word lisp to no. people who can't say it. He goes, say it. And he's like, lisp.
It's messed up.
Anyways, yeah, the fear of having your food touched. I mean, that's just a thing of like OCD. I mean, not OCD specifically, but yeah.
Yeah, I think it said on there. It's considered a mild manifestation of obsessive compulsive disorder.
How do you eat like burritos and salads?
Oh, you don't.
What do you just eat? How do you? There is no food. There is no food that's good that doesn't touch another food.
Oh, like mashed potatoes and gravy. Does that count as two? Or when you put your corn in the mashed potatoes? Oh my God.
Yeah, like one of those trough bowls they get you at KFC.
Yeah, exactly. Or like black beans and rice.
I find those bowls fascinating because it's like the Patton Oswalt joke. It's like they're just giving you what you want. You want all the trash that we just scrape off the table? Like, how do you enjoy Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Mashed potatoes. You have to like, or when you have like mashed potatoes on your meatloaf, like these combos.
These combos need
to be had.
I guess when you're a kid, because when I was a kid, I wasn't picky, but there were certain things I wouldn't eat, like guacamole. I was like, why do I have green? What is this? It looks like bird puke. I don't want to eat it.
Kids hate green things.
Yeah, like just things like that. Now that I'm older, it's like I will eat anything. I had bugs when I was in Korea.
I was looking up. Nicole Kidman is obsessed with eating bugs.
Interesting. Like, I was not like, banking a white person to be that, but isn't she Australian? Because that makes sense.
She is Australian.
I feel like Australia gets a pass on a lot of things.
Yeah,
all the bugs there want to kill him. Maybe it's like a dominant thing. It's like, oh yeah, what if I fucking eat you?
Yeah, when I saw that she had 8 bugs, it definitely felt like very like
powerful.
Yes. I was trying to think of the word. It does feel powerful.
I tried fried silkworms when I was in Korea, and the best way to explain it is it tastes like peanuts with feet.
I ate a lot of weird things in Tokyo that I don't know what I ate. I went to like Piss Valley or Piss Alley. Piss Alley. I was excited to go there because I pissed myself all the time.
What an interesting name. Anyways, people don't drink piss there. Is piss there?
There's holes, you just piss in the holes, but I ate anyways, a bunch of food. I ate a bunch of food there. I don't know what I ate because they just like give you like weird bugs and you just eat it.
I hate saying, I remember I said something on my stream about weird food and they're like, that's not weird food. That's part of their culture. If you go online, they're like, we serve this weird food to tourists because we know they'll eat it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's hilarious.
I'm not surprised.
Anyways, not having your food touch, weird. Anyways, back to...
I can see it. I get it. I can see it, but not for me.
Try mixing it. I bet you anything you'd love it. Soups, salads, burritos. Soups? You're missing out. Yeah. So it's probably just on the plate.
That's what I'd like to know. I'd love to ask somebody who has it. Like a texture thing. Maybe.
Yeah, because texture is also big with OCD too. Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's like, I'm glad I didn't get the food traits as much because when I was reading into it, it was like, obviously people hate certain textures and they don't want their food to touch because of textures. Like, you don't want something crunchy and like something that's more like soft, which I'm like, well, give it all to me. You guys have problems? Just mail it to me.
Putting chips on a sub or a sandwich.
And smells too. Like, I won't eat cantaloupe.
You won't?
No.
Because of the smell?
Because one time I puked when I was like 7 eating cantaloupe. And so the smell reminds me of that, which is crazy. Because I have a really weird irrational fear of puking, which is funny because every time I've done it, I'm like, whatever. But I just, it's the, I don't want the pre part. I just want to skip to the end, you know? And so I got sick once when I was a kid. And it's also why I don't drink dark soda.
Why?
Because I puked once. I haven't had dark soda since I was like 8. One time someone gave me like a rum and coke at a bar and it was the
I don't drink rum. And usually people have those problems because they puke because of alcohol, but yours is just puke.
Yeah, mine is just in general. It's just like a visceral thing, you know, where it's just like...
I get that. It's like when you have something gross, you don't crave it for a long, long time until you forget.
Except for one time I had bad gyoza when I was in Japan and I was really drunk and I threw up and I knew it was from the gyoza, not the booze. And I had gyoza the next day. Didn't care. I was just like, I just won't go to that one. It's fine.
You just nipped it in the butt.
Yeah.
See, I always thought it was nip it in the butt. And I just learned that it's nip it in the bud.
I never even said that.
Nip it. I always say nip it in the butt.
Well, now we're going to change it. Now it's nip it in the butt. Why would it be butt? We'll Google that later. Okay. Anyways, back to food obsessions.
There's another weird definition that I saw that I wanted to talk about. It's orthorexia nervosa is perhaps best summarized as an obsession with healthy eating with associated restrictive behavior.
I hate the stigma, like when I say like I binge eat and have a food, but you look so good. Fuck you, for one thing. It doesn't matter what I look like. I should not be eating as much as I eat. It's just that simple.
I think everyone feels that way.
Us having caffeine at 8 p.m. all the time.
Yeah, it happens. So there's a lot of different, like, there's so many different types of food disorders, obsessions, addictions.
And people who don't eat, which is also really bad, too. And,
yeah.
And we don't have to talk about that because that's a podcast about having fun.
Yeah.
Aren't we having fun? We're having a good time as I just start biting my nails again. I mean, there was a few things I did want to bring up, though, that aren't – because – past the definition stuff and like, you know, even people with ADHD and OCD, like I have friends that forget to eat too. I don't know if you have friends like that. I had a friend that forgot to eat for like 2 days because of their ADHD was so bad and they're off their meds that they literally forgot to feed themselves. And I didn't know that that was a thing. And apparently it's a real thing. And I found it. Like some people actually forget to eat.
Amy Schumer has a really funny joke where she goes like, you know, people say, oh, my God, I was so busy. I forgot to eat lunch. Hers was like, oh, my God, I was so busy. I forgot I already ate lunch and had another lunch.
Yeah, that's how I am, too, actually. Or her, when she talks about blacking out and she eats something terrible.
Oh, so, yeah.
I get it.
Like, for sure.
For me, it's like I will just eat and then I will get bored. And then I'd be like, well, I guess I could just eat more. And I hate it, too, because I try to restrict myself by buying mainly healthy foods. Mm-hmm. Like I did a hard cutoff with buying because I love pastries. I would go to a bakery every week and buy pastries.
Oh, that's dangerous.
It's dangerous. But I don't care. Because listen, guys, look, like some food will kill you, okay? If you eat too much of it, whatever. But in the end, if you're going to die because A, you're eating old, B, because of something tragic, or C, because, yeah, that's really it. It's not going to be like, this person died because they ate pizza every day.
That's like the story I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Did you see the guy who eats pizza every day?
He must be so happy.
Okay.
An Italian.
Perfect segue. There is a guy. His name's Josh. He ate...
Of course his name's Josh.
This guy ate pizza every day. I don't remember how it was. He ate in a year. Guess how many boxes of pizza this guy ate in 1 year?
He should ask me a week. A year is too many numbers.
Okay.
300.
That's a good guess. So he ate 469 boxes of pizza in a year.
Be really funny if he just didn't eat it for 360 days and just ate 400 and something boxes in like a week and was like, that was a rough week.
I'm not feeling too hot. I'm a little bloated.
He just had one obsession for it for a week. That's crazy.
Yeah. So what they did to try to help him is they did shock therapy. So in like...
You're not Italian.
You're a big fat phony. So they put I don't think he was at the name Josh.
No, he was a gamer.
Yeah, Josh just is.
He's playing World of Warcraft
and eating pizza.
He's on Reddit.
Yeah, he's definitely not doing too hot.
He commented our reels something really mean. No, I'm just kidding. How dare he?
So with the shock therapy, they put that amount of boxes in his backyard to show him like how many pizzas he's eaten.
He's
in
like, cool,
a year.
I got a fort.
I know. I thought it looked pretty awesome. And then they did. They broke it down so that added up to 230 pounds of cheese in a year, and then 2,000 cups of flour. And 80 pounds of saturated fat. And they had the tubes of fat that he's had and showed it to him.
80 pounds. I mean, that's like half a person. It's fine. Like, I always love it when you go to like, because like a part of my, like when I got really obsessed with eating healthy was going to personal training. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about body dysmorphia and all that stuff. But have you ever seen this when you go to personal training? Like, this is 5 pounds of fat. And it's like this giant yellow gem that's beautiful. They they give me like this giant crystal. It looks like a crystal. And they're like, this is 5 pounds of fat. I'm like, I could sell that for a broadsword in a video game. Like,
did they really do that to
you? If you look at every time you go to like a personal, it's always like an LA Fitness. It's always like a place that doesn't do real personal training. They literally have like this yellow blob and they say, this is what 5 pounds of fat looks like. I'm like, it looks like something you display on my mantle.
I'm like, I'll show you 5 times of fat.
Yeah, and plastic. And plastic. It's like the thing where it's like they shock the fear into you by showing you how bad your addiction. It's like an intervention thing.
They're saying with the shock therapy. I doubt it.
He was like, all right, I'll stop.
They said he's made it 3 days without eating pizza, but I'm sure this dude's just slicing away.
I wish I could go 3 days without eating a pastry. It's pretty bad. But you know what I do is I walk to a coffee shop in the morning and go, well, I'm going to reward myself for walking.
Yeah.
And then I eat a coffee cake and then I walk back home. I have a couple funny stories. I mean, to be fair, all of these are sad and you guys know it. Like, no one should be eating that many pizza. There's no way this guy is doing well, right?
No.
But this one I thought was really funny because this was the weirdest diet he's ever heard of. Instead of regular meals, this guy, every 3 hours, he would eat Doritos, Oreos, Twinkies, powered donuts, or other junk food you'd find at a convenience store. Wow. Over the course of 10 weeks, he shed 27 pounds.
He shed pounds?
Because he thought if he restricted himself to 1,800 calories a day, previously he was confusing 2,600 calories a day. He was doing it as a study because it is true. Like, in general, your calorie intake versus outtake is how you're going to lose weight because you lose weight by eating less calories and burning them off. That's what exercise is. It's really that simple. Don't fall for fad diets online. Don't fall for any of these taking pills, fat burning shit. Just limit how many calories. If you eat 3,000 calories of McDonald's or 2,000 calories of McDonald's and 3,000 calories of salad, the salad's still going to, like,
it's going to be the same.
It's going to be, well, it's going to, the salad's more calories. You'll probably burn them faster because they're healthier.
Oh, yeah.
You're not putting as much trans fat and garbage in your body, but in the end, you're consuming less calories. You know, it's like the $22 hot dog. You know what I mean? Imagine if the hot dog was made of caviar. No, I'm just kidding.
You guys can play a drinking game to every time she says the $22 hot dog.
Right? And so, but here's the thing. So the weirdest part, though, is he went to the doctor and they said that his other health indicators were all okay. His bad cholesterol, LDL, dropped about 20%. His good cholesterol increased by 20%. His triglycerides, which are a form of fat, fell by 39% as well. That's where the head scratching comes. He goes, what does that mean? Does that mean I'm healthier? Or does it mean how we define health from a biological standpoint that we're missing something? Obviously, don't try this at home, which is crazy. So I was kind of pissed reading this because I was like, if I eat Twinkies and Oreos, I fucking hate myself. But yeah, I do not lose 27 pounds.
And I would just be a one giant pimple.
I don't know if you're like me, but when you gain weight, do you only gain it in your tummy? And nowhere else? Or does it distribute?
It distributes, but it distributes real well.
I need to go a little lower into my butt. But when I was at my heaviest, I would say, from binge eating and drinking and being depressed, I was at work and someone asked me if I was pregnant.
You actually got asked that question?
Because I worked in health and beauty. I was like the manager who stocked all the like tampons and stuff like that and pregnancy tests. And the woman was like, how far along are you? And I was like, I started like 3 hours ago. And she was like, oh, I meant you're this. I was like, oh, no. I just gained weight. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. It's okay. I was stocking pregnancy tests when you saw me. That's what my excuse was. But I did look pregnant.
Damn.
And I was like,
I always look pregnant because I'm always bloated.
You're like, I'm just always pregnant. It's fine.
Last night we were driving home from dinner and I was like, oh, I'm so bloated. Look at my pants. And then I was like, you're always bloated. And I was like, you know what? I think I actually have just gained a lot of weight. I don't think I'm actually bloated.
Oh my God. And the equivalent to that is when you wake up in the morning, you're like, oh, I didn't wipe off my mascara. And you realize it's black circles around your eyes. That's my equivalent to it too. Yeah. Like, I'm so glad I started my period yesterday because I was like, I'm really bloated. This gotta be something. Okay. Ain't no way I mean this much.
Always pointing blame.
This one's another really funny too because this is this woman who for the past 13 years, she only has a diet of solely eating instant ramen packets.
Oh no.
Yeah. Consuming 30 miles worth of the starchy noodles Well, why do you say packets? Packets make me think of spices. Consuming 30 miles worth of starchy noodles annually.
Why would they put it into miles?
That's what I don't get. Put it in $22 hot dogs. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, 30 miles.
$22 drink.
Right? This is the funniest part of the article because this is a serious article, right? Consuming 30 miles of starchy noodles annually. Doctors suspect the woman possesses a selective eating disorder, meaning the mere thought of other foods touching her plate makes her freak out. I remember that whole 600 pound life show,
yeah,
where they would like try to get them to eat something like vegetables, and it was, and it's sad because it's like they haven't eaten them in so long that it grosses them out. The best part of this article though, because it does not mention this, they said because of her aversion, she claims that she is unable to dine out with friends. Doctor says she has poor health and needs to start thinking about herself because she's 82 years old. If she's 82 years old and eating ramen packets and she's still alive, I think she's fine.
I can't believe that she's 82. Let her eat whatever the fuck she wants.
Dude, if I don't die by the time I'm 80, I'm just going to start railing cocaine and walking into traffic.
Oh, for sure.
I'm going to do whatever the fuck I think. That's what I was reading. I was like, wait, she's 82 years old and you're concerned about her health? She's alive.
She's done great.
She's fine.
Whatever she's doing, keep it up.
I don't think anyone should be living past 80. I think you're at that point, you're just a raisin. She's probably trying to eat the noodles to kill herself. She's probably like, I really like ramen. Can you please do? I need this 30 miles to catch up with me. But I was reading that. I was like, 82 years old. Let her fucking live.
Let her, yeah.
Give her heroin. I don't know. It. Yeah, right? Damn. Fucking get her sponsored. Be like, look, ramen has kept this woman alive till she was 82.
We need to get people who are younger. Like, that, yeah, that is such a waste of a doctor visit.
That's so funny. Anyways, that was my story.
That's a good one.
I mean, I have another one too, but we're going to go back and forth.
There's also a guy that ate 4 burgers a day.
Which is fine.
He was addicted to eating burgers. What was his name?
I had 2 turkey burgers yesterday.
And so you said he'd eaten a lot of turkey burgers.
I haven't wanted to go anywhere.
Victor is his name.
Victor.
He's eaten 4 burgers Victorious a day. Which
burger
is,
eater.
Which is 1,500 burgers a year. Like, your heart has to explode. This was one that I saw.
I mean, if he's doing that every day, it's fine. I do it like once a week.
Every day.
You want to know what I ate in high school? Oh God.
High school eating was bad.
I used to, when I had my car in my senior year in high school, I would literally have for lunch every day 2 double bacon cheeseburgers and 2 tacos from Jack in the Box. Every day. What? And I was 20 pounds skinnier than I am now. Crazy.
The metabolism thing is real.
I was. I also had better skin back then, which really pissed me off.
Lucky you. I had both.
Yeah. I was like, how? I wish I had the body of 2 double bacon cheeseburger Lisa. I would love that. Anyways, sorry.
I remember hearing people talk about this, and then I looked it up. Victoria Beckham, you know, she's always been so skinny. Like, she's not a...
Turns out she's eating 30 miles of starchy noodles.
30 miles of ramen noodles. She's eaten the... So she's 49, and they said she's eaten the same meal the last 25 years.
Which is what?
I think...
What if it was In-N-Out? It'd be hilarious. It'd
be awesome. Grilled fish and steamed vegetables. 25
what
years.
What a boring life. This is another thing I can't stand about, like, people who are, like, obsessed with, like, bodybuilding, blah, blah. For one thing, people who compete, it's so bad for your body to do stuff like that. And they know it. And they're usually very open and honest about it. But I thought it was so fascinating when I was going to the gym and I was, like, trying to get back into shape and eating healthier. He'd be like, well, you should have more healthy alternatives, and literally be like, have like a lightly seasoned grilled chicken breast and brown rice. I'm like, what am I, a fucking dog? I don't fucking think, what is
all
wrong
they eat,
with you?
Like every meal.
Right? And I was just like, how are you living? About what? So they can get those fucking traps showing? Fuck your traps. I'm going to eat my double bacon cheeseburger and be very soft and jiggly. Okay.
Yeah, nice pecs. Jiggle physics.
Some jiggle physics. That's the best thing about being in your 30s, though. I think for everyone, because what we is? Spend so much time
jiggle physics, obviously.
I think it's because we spend so much time being obsessed with our bodies when we're younger and what we put into them, that by the time you get older, it's like, yeah, in general, you're being healthier because you're learning how to cook and you're more just like naturally wanting to exercise more. Your body craves you to stretch more. But I think we are so less harsh on ourselves than we used to be.
I'm not.
You should be. You should be, I mean, you should be less.
I'm more.
You shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't be, because A, you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And B, also because as we get older, men get uglier. So I'm like, great. Okay. As long as men get uglier, I'm fine.
That's a good point. Anytime I'm like upset with my body, I'll just think men get uglier.
Remember when the dad bod thing came out? Everyone was obsessed with dad bod. I'm like, that's unfair.
That's fucking insane.
And now every woman has to have a big ass and a tiny little waist. No, no, no. I want a dad bod.
I want a dad bod.
Yeah, with way less hair. But yeah, I want to
have the same amount of hair.
Same amount of hair. I do have one also, another thing I want to bring up. I don't know. I did mention this earlier, but you didn't know what it was, which blows my mind because I'm addicted to the internet. Of course I know what this is. I don't know if anyone who's watching this knows this, but is anyone aware of the raw chicken experiment?
Yeah, this. Wait, say it again.
The raw chicken experiment on Instagram.
I did not know about this.
The funniest thing is that this guy has 500,000 followers. I remember when he started, he didn't have 500,000 followers. I just saw the first video and was like, gross. And then I checked it like 2 months later. I was like, oh, this guy's getting famous. It just says in the bio, eating raw chicken every day until I get a tummy ache. For science. Future Nobel Prize winner. Follow to see what happens. Hashtag chicken gang.
How many videos does he have?
56, because he started from day one.
Oh, so this is still ongoing.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't, for those who can't, who's watching, I'll show you for you. It's just a guy with he's always wearing something nice, and he's always just eating raw chicken in the weirdest ways, the gross ways too. Like, I don't even want to tell you some of the ways he's eating it, but I can't handle watching people do gross shit usually. Like, you can get in a jacket and stuff, but this guy is so fascinating to me that I'll watch him do all this gross shit.
Wait, what is the gross shit? Give me the gross shit.
You want to know what he does? He'll like blend the raw chicken in a blender with like ranch dressing and drink it.
Oh, no.
And that's gross. And then you watch it and you're like, huh, he's not flinching at all. He's just like, and then like he'll do joke ones where he's like in the hospital. And he's like, just kidding, I don't have a tummy ache. And then someone comes in and brings a plate of raw chicken while he's in the hospital, see? And he'll just eat it. Like, he just eats it with his hand. Or he'll, like, and he'll do joking things where he, like, dips it in, like, spices and then chews on it. And everybody in the comments originally, like, this is disgusting. Why are you doing this? He'll just be like, for science, for science. And everyone's, like, rooting for you, man. Hope you're having a good day. He'd be like, did you get a tummy ache? Oh, that must have been from something else. Everything it says, like, day 13, asking him to eat a live chicken on day 100. Enjoy your meal. Everyone's like, I hope you don't get a tummy ache. Everyone's like, hello, I love you. Everyone is just so, I love reading your captions. You're an elite species. Hershey's is hardly chocolate. It's all artificial. I don't know why someone said that, but it's all these comments of people being very supportive of this guy's weird experiment. And he just says it's for science. But he's been eating raw chicken every day for 2 months. He hasn't gotten a tummy ache.
Would you eat raw chicken for 2 months for 500,000 followers?
Money, maybe. I think next in Japan, they do have raw chicken sashimi.
I was going to ask, like, is raw chicken in another country, has this ever been a thing? Is this normal anywhere?
I don't think people just eat raw chicken. But apparently raw chicken sashimi is not bad. I've had, like, raw beef. I'm the type of person who's like, I will try anything.
But it must be cured or something. So I don't understand, like, the I can never say that word. Salmonella?
Salmonella. Sounds like a ballerina. Salmonella. Well, I also think because, like, I remember I took a nutrition class in high school and we watched all these weird food documentaries and we had to debunk them. And one of the things is, like, a lot of the diseases you get from, like, meat and stuff like that is because of how it's prepared and how it's grown. And, like, you know, eating raw eggs in other countries is so much different eating raw eggs here because our eggs expire. We're one of the only countries that's a refrigerator eggs.
I know. That's crazy.
You go to any other country, they just have them out in the open. And the yolks, did you ever have a raw egg in Japan?
I don't think I did, unless it was in my ramen.
Unless it was in my dreams. They have these, I forgot what they're called. They're really special eggs, but they have like very, very golden yolks. And they just put it on rice with like tea and soy sauce. And oh my God, that shit is like butter.
Damn.
Like we went to a convenience store, which is so much different than the convenience store here. We went to a convenience store and my mom wanted to make French toast. So she just bought eggs and French, like just some bread and like maple syrup. And I just put the egg on it raw and just let it cook a little. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever in my life.
Damn, I want those eggs.
So I think food preparation has a lot to do with this. And also, and I correct me if I'm wrong, most of the diseases you can get are from the egg shells versus the actual egg.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because they're just, I don't know, maybe someone just rubbing in salmonella. Ew. You know, but yeah, I mean, we eat raw fish. So.
I know, but chicken is like the one thing where they're like, wash your hands after.
Chicken's
like,
just gross looking when it's raw.
And the texture, like if you ever bitten into chicken and it's like hard still because it didn't cook fully, yeah. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, it's different because raw, do you like raw fish?
I love raw fish.
Yeah, it's a texture. Like I love the texture of raw fish. Mm-hmm. Last night I ate at Kazunori.
Never been.
They have one, I think, in LA too, but I went to the one in Studio City and they do hand rolls.
Oh, I love hand rolls.
And I'm not a big hand roll person, but it's the original hand roll house. And
was it good?
Oh my God, that shit was amazing.
Soy paper, right?
Yeah, and it was so good. Yeah. So good. And I never ate raw fish until I went to Japan because I never trusted it. But then I come here and it's like, I've had bad sushi before. Mm. Like I've gone and be like, I'm not going to eat that because our bodies naturally want to protect ourselves.
You know when it's bad.
Yeah. Which is why I don't get like that with chicken. Like I think it's because we've told ourselves that raw chicken's so bad for you. I don't know. I'm obsessed with this guy.
I want to follow him.
Yeah. I don't follow him. I just check on him every once in a while. Like I don't open up my Instagram and just have a guy eating raw fish or raw chicken. I just go in and see how he's doing, you know, kind of like an ex fling. I just want to see if he's still alive, if he has a tummy ache. I got really concerned when he was in the hospital in one of the videos. I was like, oh no, he got it. And he's like, nope, still here. And yeah, he documents and films every day of him eating raw chicken. I'm like, how do you just not get sick of eating raw chicken?
I mean, how long do you think he's gonna go?
I don't know. He's gone 56 days. If you can eat the same thing every day, that's fascinating to me already. Like pizza guy. I'm like, I would get, like, even I got bored of kimchi after a while.
Yeah.
I love kimchi still, but I don't want to eat it every day like I used to. But raw chicken already is not appetizing. Like, there's no nostalgia with raw chicken ever. It's crazy.
I have to tell you my food obsession.
Yeah, sorry.
And it's not, it's kind of, it's like lame.
No, it's not.
So this has been since high school.
Billy Joel Armstrong.
I just want to wrap him up and eat him. I've been addicted to Chipotle.
Oh, but I love Chipotle.
But it's like a problem.
It's like such a gym thing too. Like Chipotle and gym.
Yeah, my Chipotle is not healthy the way, I mean, I just feel like it's just not. But to where like I have to
break up with Chipotle sometimes.
I've taken a year. I've given myself, like, I can't have it. And I can't have it because once I have it, I have to have it every day. And if I have a bad Chipotle, then I need a new Chipotle to make sure, like, it to, like, replace the bad Chipotle. And if I have a good Chipotle, I want another Chipotle because it was so good.
Would you do two orders so you had one the next day?
Oh, but no. I like to fresh. I need a fresh and I need to be there. And you need to, like, make sure they do it right. And,
well, now I want Chipotle.
I can't have it because then I just, like, it's weird how it is like an addiction to it. When you don't have it, I'm fine. Like, I'll see it and be like, duh. But like,
really, I miss you.
I miss you. I smell you.
Wait, what's your Chipotle order?
So I do a bowl. Well, I debate bowl and burrito.
She's trying not to drool right now.
I do bowl and burrito, debate the whole line. And then I get there and then still have a panic attack of like, bowl or burrito. And then, but typically I do the bowl and I'll do half white rice, half brown rice, black beans, veggie fajitas, which you're always out of. Then steak, the carne asada, the new one, is in strips. Make it in bite sizes.
Yeah, how dare you?
We're not cutting. You don't cut your Chipotle.
We're not barbarians.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
I do steak since it's cubed. Pico, extra cheese.
I've never seen you so happy talking about something in your entire life.
I love Chipotle so much.
See, I do the salsa and I do the corn salsa.
Ooh, that's fun.
Or sometimes I'll do double meat and mixed chicken and steak because I'm insane.
You're crazy.
Because I'm not like other girls. I had a friend in high school get Chipotle and would give me double meat all the time for free.
What a good friend.
Right?
I would have loved that friend.
I moved to LA for real Mexican food. I still get Chipotle all the time and Taco Bell.
That's why I said it's embarrassing. I get Chipotle and Taco Bell all the time. And there's all of these great Mexican food places. But it's like, it's but they not don't what
have,
I'm craving.
But they don't have a trough ready for you and just fill it up into a big fucking aluminum bowl. It's fine. People who shame anyone for eating fast food, like, or stuff like that, go fuck yourself.
I agree.
Like, this shit is bomb. And it's also, so good. No one is going to Chipotle being like, I want to have authentic Mexican food. No one's going to Taco Bell being like, I had my Mexican cravings this week. No, it's not. It's just a form of taco from a fast food. Like, I eat Pan Express all the time.
I love Panda
At
Express.
At least once a week now, which is really bad. But I fucking love it. And the whole, it's not real Chinese food. It's like, fuck you. It's, no one is going to Pan Express being like, I'm supporting China. Like, no one. Same thing with, no. Chipotle, that's not, no. I love Chipotle. It's not lame. It's a good addiction.
Thank you.
I'd rather you be addicted to Chipotle than a $22 hot dog. Sorry. Okay. I had to say it again. Anyways, good episode. I'm hungry again.
I know. I hope you guys aren't just stuffing your face while watching this because we can't eat. But now we can go eat.
Yeah.
Now we can go
eat. I'm going to go watch Starship Troopers with my Discord. Which you haven't seen yet.
I haven't seen that.
You have to. It's a classic. It's a classic. We'll talk about it next episode because then I can give you a follow-up on that.
Okay. Well, I think we covered everything.
A lot of food. I'm honestly hungry now. But anyway, that's always how they end talk shows. Like, oh, now you got me craving some Chipotle.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? If we score a goal today, you'll get one bowl, get them free. There you go.
I did want to say this, though. I was on Reddit trying to find articles. And the reason we didn't talk about Reddit articles is because they were all too sad and, like, vulnerable. It was like, fun to talk about.
Yeah, but the world's on fire. Give us something goofy.
So it was just like this like deep breakdown of this person saying, I have an addiction to food and like trying to find help. And right underneath it was a Chipotle ad for their new Cajun chicken. I screenshotted it. I was like, no fucking way.
I hate the internet. I hate it so much.
So fucked up. And it knew what it was saying because the word chicken was used in her Reddit thing. And then it did the Cajun chicken. They targeted this bitch who's trying to get help. And no wonder, there's probably been subliminal Chipotle messages all over my life because I love it so much.
I just come in wearing a maroon shirt with white writing next time.
I'm like, help me.
Anyways, if you guys have any funny food obsessions you want to talk about or anything that we might have missed or want to try a $22 hot dog, please let us know. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And yeah, we'll see you in a couple weeks. Unless we probably should upload something on Patreon.
We'll
at this
get the
point.
Patreon
we'll have at least
ASAP.
One episode up there by the time we have this one out. But if not, we still love you.
Yeah, we love you.
Because we're too busy eating $22 hot dogs anyways.
Thanks for watching.
Have a good one. Bye.